This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. True story, I work here, but I'm a listener as well. And as I was driving into work today, I had David Brancaccio on the radio on the Marketplace Morning Report, and he was talking to David Kelly at J.P. Morgan Asset Management about this morning's really pretty tame report on the Consumer Price Index, inflation, in other words. And at one point, David Kelly said this.
The reason why I think we've got low inflation is that a lot of the income is going to the upper 10% of households in America, and frankly, they're not spending the money.
That stuck with me, so when I got to work and we had our morning editorial meeting, we asked Marketplace's Kimberly Adams to dig in a little bit.
One of the reasons a growing economy tends to come with more inflation is because wages go up. And sure enough, average hourly earnings are up 3.4% from last year. But here's the thing about averages, according to Heather Boucher at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Because of inequality, the aggregate measure is no longer as illustrative of what's actually happening to the whole economy because we're pulling apart so much.
Most of the gains from the decade of economic recovery since the recession have gone to those in higher income brackets. And the wealthy, says David Wixer, an economist at Stony Brook University,
as a portion of their income, they buy less stuff. So even though they're consuming a lot, the fraction of income that ends up getting spent is decreasing as you move up the income scale.
And what they do spend on isn't necessarily the visible stuff that moves the CPI. They put more money into retirement or saving and intangibles.
Vacations and holidays and day spas, but it's also things like their health care and their kids' futures.
Elizabeth Currid-Halkett researches the consumer economy at the University of Southern California.
Interestingly, if you look at consumer price index for those particular goods, those have actually really jumped.
Her classic example of this, the spike in college tuition. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.